Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Hey, you want to hear something crazy here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, ESPN 2, Sirius XM, Channel 80? So, Key, I have the detached retina. I got surgery on it, so I missed some time.
Not only that, Key, he self-diagnosed his detached retina. He's like, I think I have a detached retina. I'm like, did you find that out via Google? He's like, pretty much.
What I did was I just Googled my symptoms. You couldn't miss it.
What do you mean all day?
Whenever you feel a certain way, you just Google it. And if that's what you're feeling and it's describing.
No, don't do that.
I'm telling you.
My wife is like WebMD. She's like, oh, this is what I have. I'm like, but you don't know that.
And usually.
Yes, you do.
But you don't.
No. Sometimes you say,
you're one of these. I can't.
Sometimes you do. Sometimes you don't.
And then you go in with that information and they go, yeah, that's exactly what it is.
You're wrong.
Sometimes you do. Sometimes you don't. But in this case, Jay, there was nothing. Like, given the symptoms, there's almost nothing else it could have been, right? So, anyway, so I get surgery on whatever. So now, after 10, 12 days, It's okay, but I'm getting a cataract in that eye. I'm going to need to get a procedure on that.
You have to get another surgery?
Yeah, this happens sometimes after detached retina. And if I close the right eye and just look through the left eye, it's like I'm looking at you underwater from a distance, right?
Wait, how many fingers am I holding up?
I want to say two.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
Okay, I could see that, but I can't see any detail. Now you got five, but I couldn't read something from that
number five.
Anyway, the point is,
you should walk over there and go in his wallet, Jay.
Oh, he can see that.
My depth perception is messed up because if one eye is real messed up, the other's 20/20.
Okay.
So I shot at that basket. This is a pretty
the trash can. We shoot at the trash can.
Trash can all day.
And you made nothing. Made it on the first.
What would you
try?
Say? Nothing but you wouldn't nothing say but nothing but trash bag. Nothing but trash bag.
So you're a better shooter now that
now that the depth perception
you can see less. You're
so
a better shooter.
That was part of the problem in the 2-on-2, the free throw.
Yeah,
he needed to have that.
I needed this
prior.
Detached retina. Now
that's not going to stop you from your Bill Cartwright holding form.
I thought there was something neurological going on with me because Key, at a certain point, I kept spilling coffee, and he's like, is there something going on with your motor skills? I think so, but this retina's fixed it because I
So now it's more blurry.
I'm more coordinated
your motor
with
skills
one
are more
eye.
Coordinated. How does that work?
Wish I would have known this as a kid. My whole life would be different. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, we are presented by Progressive Insurance and coming to you live from the Seaport District at Pier 17, brought to you by Chase.
All right, let me see if it – take a shot now. Make it – the pressure's on. Victoria, put the camera on the trash can. Let's go. Make the shot. You just caught it.
No.
Oh, you hit the rim, though.
But that hit the rim?
You hit the rim.
I thought it hit the side of the TV.
Hit the rim? That's – All right.
But you know, also, I shot it the way I shot that free throw. What's going on with my? There's no follow
you always,
through.
You follow through towards like Russia. You follow through towards Europe. I don't understand. You don't follow through.
Yeah,
it's north.
Now, hey, Max.
Yeah.
I just realized you might need Tommy John.
I think you were right. I think it's a neurological thing going
Look
on
it up.
With me. That would
Go
make me feel
Google
better.
It.
Actually,
go ahead and Google.
I told you my diagnosis, Jay. When I just watched his motor skills pick up the coffee cup, set it down, where he set it at.
Athlete eyeball
It was
test.
Very non-athletic, and I knew. I said, something's wrong with his motor skills.
Something's wrong. He's not wrong.
He spilled coffee on the rug two times. And then they keep
Two times
changing
that you know about.
Then they I was just the, about to say two times that you
but
know key,
here's
about.
What, here's how Max is slick. Then they keep maneuvering the carpet, and now the coffee stain is on my side, which makes people look like I did it. And I had nothing to do with it.
Well, Jay, nevertheless, there it is by you. It's not
like
by me.
Poop.
I don't see it. Hey, look, everyone.
Ron Burgundy.
Jay's is, you know.
Yeah.
That's how it is. Jay's round ball rankings, top NBA duos right now, at 5 KD Kyrie, then CP3 and Booker, then at 3 Giannis and Middleton, at 2 Tatum and Brown, and at 1 Steph and Wiggins. No AD and LeBron, no Jokic and Murray, no Embiid and Harden.
See, here's what happens with this list. If you were to, if this list goes out via internet,
no, you, Paul George, you and Kawhi,
will get, I will get dice because people don't understand the context criteria that goes into my criteria.
You understand
for being a top duo.
Our whole
you
don't
get dice.
Based
don't
on
you
that?
Ever worry.
Well, that's because people don't understand the context, which is typically what happens on social
this
media.
This entire
anyway.
Industry is based on reactions to lists without understanding the criteria.
Exactly.
That's the whole industry is based on that. Mike in Denver, what'd Jay miss?
Hey, he didn't miss nothing. Steph Curry and Wiggins are the best two duo right now. Y'all keep forgetting Andrew Wiggins is one of the most talented guys in the league.
One overall.
And now alongside Steph Curry and the rest of them, he's just becoming coming out of shell now. Mm-hmm. Steph Curry, and this is for you, Max. Mm-hmm. He really showed you what you've been looking for this year.
No, by
get
the way,
him, Mike.
But it's not.
Get
see,
him,
you could
Mike.
Say you could say get him, but I had a question. I didn't say he couldn't do it. I said he hadn't done it. I hoped he could, but you, it's just not. You can't just assume he will. He did it. He
you
gave me exactly
hey,
what
you,
I was looking
there,
for.
You,
that's right.
There you go with see. That New York slick.
What's that?
So slick.
Well,
so,
I, you well Key, I never said he couldn't do it. I just said he hadn't done it.
Well,
yeah, well, that's not really what you're saying, but I understand what you want to say now.
If you're in the league 10 years and you hadn't done it.
What they going to say now?
If you're in the league 10 years and you're always in that situation and you hadn't done it yet, it does say something. You struggled
but
at
Max,
that situation.
We're not about to spend 3.5 hours talking about this, but he had done it in the past, dog. Nah. He just didn't get the MVP.
That's why he won Finals MVP this time.
He just didn't get the Finals MVP because one, he wasn't playing against LeBron James, and he didn't have Iguodala in the lineup doing what he did. And so in the end,
LeBron
he had done that
legit.
Before.
The LeBron points legit. He hadn't, but the LeBron points legit. Vernell in Chicago agrees with you, Key.
Yes, I agree with Key.
On what, Vernell?
I agree with you on your list as far as, you know, how you have him ranked. And Middleton, I believe he's the closer for Milwaukee that showed that this year. And I don't believe Murray and Jokic can beat any of the duos in the West, even if they were healthy. And then just a comment on Steph Curry. My comment is to you, I just want to say, do you believe without Steph Curry, do Golden State win? Put KD over there and take Steph away.
No, Steph deserves a lot of credit. No. By the way, the winning thing.
Hold on. I don't know what Vernell was talking about. I didn't have Murray and Jokic on my list. The Giannis and Middleton.
No, he's saying that we were throwing those names out there.
Okay, I just got confused.
You know, Jay get real sensitive when somebody questions.
No, I just started writing down the stuff. He said Murray, Jokic. I was like, well, they're not on my list.
You know what the most problem with them as a duo is to me?
He's trying to tell people I'm sensitive.
In the bubble, I know it's in the bubble and everything.
Sensitive. You just said sensitive.
They ran into AD and LeBron and got waxed. What are you going to do? They ran into AD and LeBron and got waxed. AD and LeBron were clearly better than them, right? I mean, so Jokic got to show that when Jamal Murray's healthy, Jamal Murray's bowling out in the playoffs. Jokic has got to show that he can rise to that level in the playoffs with Jamal Murray.
Y'all be doing Jokic dirty.
The Denver thing is cute.
Y'all be doing Jokic dirty. Y'all can't tell me another player that played on Denver's damn team.
No doubt, but I'm saying, no, Jay, I'm not going to this year. I'm going back.
I didn't say you, Yates. I'm saying most people who aren't basketball people couldn't tell you another player that played
Jay,
for the Denver
I'm
Nuggets.
I'm going back to when he was in the playoffs with Jamal Murray, and Jamal Murray was clearly the best player on the team. I'm saying Jokic has got to show. I'm not saying he can't, just like Steph. I'm not saying he can't. I'm saying he hasn't done it yet, given the opportunity in the playoffs to that he shows he can elevate his game the way Jamal Murray did.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
All right.
It's cute. Let's just put it that way.
Monte Morris.
Rod.
Okay.
Rod in Georgia has something to say to you, Jay.
What up, Rod?
Hey, how you doing? How y'all doing this morning?
Doing
good, man.
I would take KD and Kyrie off the list because they got knocked out in the first round and their expectations was way high, and I would replace them with Luka and Bronson. Who?
You okay, Rod?
I would replace if I were to take them off. I wouldn't replace them with Luka and Brunson. I would replace them with Butler and Bam. Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo for Miami.
What about
I would replace him. Like, they would be that next tier for me right
about
there.
Ja and Bane? Take your pick.
No.
Mm-mm. Won a lot of games. AJ in Atlanta. What you got?
Yeah, here's the thing. It's the most successful duo over the last 3 years is Butler and Bam. Easily. That Katie and Kyrie on there is a travesty.
But Butler and Bam.
AJ, I'm not mad at you on that. I mean, they've been to the NBA Finals in the bubble. They had great success this season as well, throughout the regular season as well. They were always right there for me. I hear you on that.
I know Bam is the second best. Bam, those are the two best players on the team. But this is my, this is why I don't think it's really about duos anymore. Because you can say Butler and Bam, and they're the two best, but that's really an ensemble cast. That's the if you had to move heaven and earth to put those two dudes on the same team, and you didn't have a good team around them, they wouldn't do anything, right? Like, they got a real, real good supporting cast.
Yeah, and then Bam just—I don't know what happened to him during the playoffs, man.
Yeah,
like he was not anywhere close, and that lack of that hurt.
We'll play better, worse, or the same around the NFL coming up.
Okay.
On this very program.
Okay.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPN2.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. Big, small, and when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, Jay Willimax, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, ESPN2. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Been talking a lot about basketball and Jay's top five duos in the NBA. Taking your calls, all that. But right now, we move on to the NFL. Jeff Darlington, ESPN NFL reporter with us. What's going on, Jeff?
What's with all this hoops talk? You know, let's talk about the real sport, Jay.
Wow.
Let's talk about football.
Wow, JD. What? Okay.
Whoa.
What?
You mean soccer internationally?
Well, basketball's taken over. Basketball's taken over from soccer internationally, right. Actually. All right, listen. As part of two days, right. We're going to play better, worse, or the same.
Ooh.
So let's do it. We have some production here, guys, or no?
There it is.
Oh, better, wow. Worse, or the same. Record last year, Jeff Darlington, starting with the Indianapolis Colts, who were 9-8.
Oh, I like it. I like it better. I love Matt Ryan in Indianapolis. I think that that is a – this is. I don't know if we can even call them a sleeper at this point, but I think this is the sleeper team of the AFC. Absolutely, I think they will be better this year.
Much better. I think when you look at the quarterback position and Matt Ryan, they decide to move on from Carson Wentz because he gives them the best chance to win. He will not turn the ball over ill-advised. He will take care of the football. Jonathan Taylor running the ball. Buckner on the defense holding up the front along with Lloyd Leonard. Yeah. I think when you talk about a team like this, though, the receiving position has to just step up, and I think they'll be on to something.
Yeah, I agree with you guys both. I will say better. I think Matt Ryan is a better leader than Carson Wentz will be.
No question. Better. Yeah. Titans at 12-5, Jeff. Better or worse of the same?
Man, it's going to be tough to be better. But Derrick Henry will be healthy. I'll say the same because I still really do like this team. I know people are getting down on them a little bit, but I still think this team is very talented. It'll be interesting to see what happens without A.J. Brown. But again, Derrick Henry is fully healthy right now going into this season, and that to me is the difference maker for the Titans.
I would say worse. I think Indianapolis is the better team in the division. 12-5 is a hard duplication. I just don't think that they have a top-notch receiver. Obviously, Robert Woods is there coming back off an ACL surgery after being traded from the Rams. But right now, they're going to be worse.
I might agree with Jeff here, Key, and we've talked about this multiple times. Even when they had A.J. Brown, you're like, but Jay, that's not what they do. You made that argument so many times. So I think that there's actual fire with this team considering the way things ended last year. I'll say same, potentially better.
I'm going to say worse for one of the reasons Key gave, which is the Colts to me got better. You got to play them twice in the division. The you know, 12 wins is a lot of wins. You can win 11 games, have a great year, and still do worse than 12 wins. The Arizona Cardinals were 11-6, Jeff. Are they going to do better, worse, or the same?
I think they're going to be worse, honestly. Again, like you just said, like 11-6 is a pretty good record. It's tough to get 11 wins in this league. And I think with DeAndre Hopkins being suspended for the first six games, is it six or eight? Six, I believe. I just think that that's a tough thing to overcome. Mm-hmm. I do think Kyler will have his deal done by then, which should help and maybe create some kumbaya in Arizona. But without Hopkins, man, I think it's going to be tough.
Yeah, it's gonna be worse. I mean, they got A.J. Green, they got Hollywood Brown, no DeAndre Hopkins for the first six games. And so when you look at that, you have to say to yourself, you know, it's not there. The Cardinals aren't there. They're going to be like a 9-something, 10-7, slightly worse. The division's going to be tough, though.
Yeah, I agree with you both. I mean, even looking the way they open up the season, Chiefs, Raiders, Rams, I mean, without D-Hop, I think they're going to start the season, you know, 0-3. I think it's going to be an interesting deficit and hole for
no
them.
No Chandler Jones now.
Yeah, it's different.
I'll say worse because they usually fade down the stretch, and they've relied in the last several years in undefeated first halves, basically, and then they fade. But if you ain't got your best receiver early, you ain't going to be undefeated through eight games, and then you can count in a fade maybe. 49ers 10-7 last year. Better, worse, or the same this year, Jeff?
I think better. Look, I know that there's a lot of questions when it comes to Trey Lance because we haven't seen him. Just my conversations in San Francisco, I think he is absolutely ready to roll. So I'm saying better. I think this is actually, they could take the league by a storm this year. This could be a true Super Bowl contender.
I would say same. No matter who the quarterback is, I think that's who they are. The San Francisco 49ers are a 10-7, 11-6 sort of football team. Here's the one caveat that I think a lot of people are missing when they talk about Trey Lance. Who's he throwing the ball to if Deebo Samuel's not there? Kittle and Brandon Ayuk? Okay, yeah, I get it. The tight end is great. But the key player in that offense over the last couple of years when he's healthy has been Deebo Samuel. And as of right now, he ain't there.
Don't you guys think are we putting some unrealistic expectations on Trey Lance so early? I mean, are we giving him some grace on the learning curve that's going to take to be a starting quarterback in this?
He's had a year.
Yeah, but I mean, it wasn't like a year, Jeff, where he was playing every snap. I mean, it's not. I mean, we did this to Justin Fields. Like, Justin Fields had a year.
We give a lot less grace to other players.
Yeah, I hear. But like, Justin Fields had a year, but he was also, you know, competing with somebody else on snaps. So like, I don't know.
I think a lot of this goes back, Jeff, to North Dakota State. A lot of this goes back to a small sample size in division, not Power 5 conference football. So when you come out of North Dakota State and you haven't played a whole lot of football, people are going to say he's not ready. They didn't say Mac Jones wasn't ready, right? They didn't say Zach Wilson wasn't ready because they played in front of our eyes and they were drafted high. Mm-hmm. Had he been in one of those schools for maybe 1 year like some of those guys, we wouldn't even be questioning whether or not he was ready with the 49ers.
Yeah, I would say the same for the same reason you said, Key. It's interesting, though, because you upgrade at quarterback not to win more regular season games, but to get better in the playoffs so you can win a Super Bowl. Let me see this kid take this team to the Super Bowl, to the NFC Championship game, because that's what Garoppolo does. Forget about the 10 wins. He's the quarterback of teams that make runs in the playoffs, and that's really what Trey Lance has to do now, is make a run in the playoffs. The 10 wins, I think, will say the same. Packers were 13-4 for the third consecutive season under LaFleur. Better, worse, or the same? Jeff Darlington.
I mean, look, I'm going to say the same. It's, we keep talking about, it's tough to get double digits wins in this league. To get 13, that's really difficult. But it's hard to go against a team that's done it, like you said, several times with a two-time reigning MVP. I'll say the same. And I think the Vikings are a better team, but it's not like I still think they can manhandle this division pretty good. So I'm going to say the same, 13-4.
They are the same. 12-13 is the same to me, Jeff, right? Even though the number's different. But 12, if you win 12, yeah. You win 13,
no, I feel
you're
you.
Probably going to win the division, and you are wrong. The Vikings aren't a better football team than the Green Bay Packers. I think you think that because there's no Devontae Adams. But Aaron Rodgers has been without Devontae Adams before, and he's 9-0 without Key, Devontae Adams in the lineup.
9-0.
Key, you use that against me the one time I try to use that to talk about what they could be. You say, well, who were those nine games against?
Well, it doesn't matter.
It still does 9-0. Matter.
9-0. It doesn't matter.
It does matter.
No, Key,
it doesn't.
You're getting
my argument.
You said it matters.
And I didn't use that against you, Jay.
Me, it matters.
I didn't use it against you,
Jay. Pulled out the receipts.
See, Jeff, see, this is what I have to deal with, Jeff. That's what I deal with.
You got to know, Jay. Jay always trying to get a got you moment.
I'm
but
not.
No, not
I just
gonna
remember
happen.
The conversation we had.
Wasn't on air.
It was on the air.
By the way, maybe Christian Watson's one of these, Packers. Actually, he's a really, really, really good receiver. They didn't have to use a first-round pick on him. I'll say fewer games. 13 is just a lot of wins. I'll say it's going to be 11 or 12.
It is a lot of wins.
Ravens, 8-9. Better, worse, or the same this year, Jeff?
Man, this might be the toughest one yet because 8-9 is such a weird spot. I'll just say the same, honestly. Hollywood Brown not being there, I think, could be significant. I know he didn't love the way he was used, but he had a big impact on that team. I think Lamar will wind up getting his – well, even if he doesn't get his deal done, he seems like he's inclined to play. I'll say, with Lamar on the team, the same, 8-9.
Wow.
Better. Yeah. They're going to be a better football team than 8-9. When you look at when they lost Lamar, that contributed to a lot of those 9 losses. Because they had to do unconventional things.
Fair.
If you remember, Jeff, they were like going for it on fourth down or going for extra 2-point conversions when they could have kicked field goals because they didn't believe in a hurt defense. Now they get these Humphreys back. They get these guys back into the mix, and the running game will be back solid and healthy. And when you talk about Hollywood Brown being a big part of their offense, you are correct. But here's what I would say, Jeff. Play action, pass game, ball in the belly, pull it out. The first thing the safeties do is they sneak and peek in the backfield, and a guy runs right behind them. I don't care if you run 4-3 or you run 5-3. If a safety isn't looking, you booking.
I'm with you on this, Key. I can't see this team.
Sell, Key. I'll flip it.
Yeah, there we go, Jeff.
Yeah, yeah.
Way to come over. I mean, I can't see this team, winning less than 10 games, frankly. I mean, adding Kyle Hamilton, adding Tyler Linderbaum as well. I mean, you talk about them being decimated by injuries last year. I think this is going to be a big year for Lamar Jackson.
I think absolutely better. They'll win more games. Guys, the whole team was hurt, and Lamar Jackson was carrying them. Well, Lamar can play at that level because he doesn't usually get hurt. He got hurt last year. But if Lamar can play at that level and the team's not hurt, they might win 11, 12 games.
I don't even know who their corners were at the end.
I was ridiculous.
Nobody.
And they were
knows.
Winning when Lamar was healthy so early with no team. All right. Jeff Darlington. A rare mistake by Jeff Darlington, and yet he immediately corrected it when
like
the strong.
I left,
yeah. Yeah, look at that.
You left too much meat on the bone, man. Too.
That's you don't want to do that, man. That's a bad turnover late in the game.
And yet you owned it right away. Look at this. This is how you get to be a Jeff.
It looks
Darlington.
A little gloomy there in South Beach, Jeff. I mean, it's not as bright and sunny.
Max,
what's going on?
I mean, you know, Jay, I was going to say that.
Guys, give me a break.
I looked at it. It's so funny you said
still
that, Jay.
Sunny.
I literally looked. I was like, well, he's in Florida and it's daytime. It's not night.
Are you moving the camera via remote? That's incredible.
Yeah, I'm moving the camera. I want you to see the blue skies back there. It's a beautiful day. The sun's still coming up, guys.
What a great picture you stuck in your window.
Yeah. I'm actually in Cleveland.
Yeah, right.
Jeff Darlington wouldn't be caught dead in Cleveland. All right. ESPN NFL reporter extraordinaire Jeff Darlington. Thanks, as always, Jeff. Take it or shake it, brought to you by Grainger and hosted right now by our very own Pat Costello.
Guys, N'Keal Harry will be a big help to Justin Fields. Take it or shake it.
Shake it, man. Come on.
Shake it. No. Say it like he did. Shake it, man. Come on. Shake it, man. Come on.
As they would say, y'all playing now.
Stretching for content on a Thursday.
N'Keal Harry, man, y'all almost made me curse.
We talking about Harry Douglas? Listen.
Yeah, I would
Harry
take Harry Douglas,
Douglas will be
right
a big help
over.
To Justin Fields. Take it or shake it.
Take it! All day long over day N'Keal long. Harry. Right. When they made this trade and it was like a Sports Center lead and all, I was like, what are y'all doing? Like, come on now, seriously.
Summertime, July.
Yeah.
Come on, Jay.
I saw you on NFL Live, and who was it who was breaking down the why? Was it Jeff? Was it Darlington who was talking about why they did
it? It was Jeremy Fowler.
That's right. It was Jeremy Fowler talking about how they're clearing the books for next season. They're not going to wind up in any kind of long-term contracts unnecessarily. Yep. The Falcons made a mistake letting Matt Ryan go. Take it or shake it. Oh, wait a minute. Pat, that's your job.
I thought Pat was hosting this.
I only have one job here. The Falcons made a mistake by letting Matt Ryan go. Take it or shake it.
Hey, Pat. Crazy. Just in case you didn't know, Max is back.
Now you know.
I mean,
Shake it. No, it's not a mistake at all. They did a wonderful thing by allowing Matt Ryan to leave the Atlanta Falcons and go to a team that could compete for a championship in the Indianapolis Colts. He deserved better, and they knew that. That's why they're giving him better. The Atlanta Falcons aren't ready to compete right now, and he doesn't have time. He can't sit around and wait 3-4 years. Time is running out on Matty Ice.
Man, I love that Matty Ice has a chance to actually play for a Super Bowl. And at the end of the day, that's what you want to do. I mean, he had a chance to do it before. It didn't pan out. It was one of the most epic things we've ever seen in the history of sport. So to see him have a chance with a team that is ready to be there, I think that the Falcons did the right thing.
Ooh, if he wins a Super Bowl, talk about comeback story. Super Bowl would change their legacy, right? Like, it would be unbelievable. You would think of him, many people would. I think everyone would, in a new light, like Super Bowl champion Matt Ryan. Now go back and look at all the numbers.
Redemption story.
Super conferences are bad for college. Damn it, I did it again.
Scott, we just talked about it. Hey,
let me just move this thing along.
You just host it. Go ahead. I don't even want to do it.
Super conferences are bad for college football. Take it or shake it.
Do your job, Pat. Key, are you there?
I was waiting on Pat.
Super conferences are bad for college football. Take it or shake it.
Shake it. I think this is the best thing that could happen to college football, right? You get the chance to see everybody in one conference. Think NFL. Think AFC, NFC. It'd be just amazing to be able to see these teams continue to just try to thrive, to get down to the 8, down to the 4, down to the 2, to play for the national championship like a mini Super Bowl.
I love this for student athletes. I don't want to hear any more about transfers.
Pay for play, money, what else?
I don't want to hear any more about transfers. No more about coaches complaining about transfers. Get the hell out of here. With all this conference realignment, kids should be allowed to go wherever the hell they want to go. You're doing it as a school, going to different conferences. I should have the same right.
Take it for the reasons those guys just said, Pat.
You know, that's a great take, Jay. The era of the super team is over. Key, take it or shake it.
Super team in what?
The NBA.
Okay. Because I thought maybe you were talking about like the Philadelphia Eagles or something.
Nope. The era of the super team in the NBA is over. The era of the super team in Philly's just starting, baby. Here we go.
Shake it.
No,
I don't think so at all. Because when you think about the Lakers trying to pry Kyrie away for a little bit and still keep AD and maybe LeBron, they got what they got in Golden State, which is a super team. You know, Boston's going to try to make a move, which is a super team. Miami is sniffing out. Mitchell could be a super team down in Miami. I mean, no, it's not over with. Why would it be?
I mean, we've had this around the history of the game. It's not going anywhere, especially with more player empowerment. Players are going to be able to choose their destinations.
Yeah, I think that's important. When we say super team, we don't just mean a great, great team with lots of great players like the Lakers in the 80s, right? We're talking about a team that is put together where you take superstars who aren't on the team and bring them in. Is it over?
No.
I would say, I'd say yes, but I don't mean it'll never happen again. A super team can win a championship, but I, as a way of doing business.
A super team just won the championship, Max.
Well, how do you mean? The Warriors?
It's a super team.
But yeah, but I just said, wait, Key, see? See how Key's not even listening? Key, I just said, I'm not talking about like the 80s Lakers who were great. That's like these Warriors. I mean a team where you take a couple different superstars from different teams and put them together. It's not that that'll never happen again or teams won't still try to do it. It's that what we're seeing is success is happening with teams that have Brooklyn, the foundation, Brooklyn, that add a little Brooklyn. Piece here and there.
Brooklyn would have done it if it wasn't for the pandemic and
I agree,
people
but
being
they
hurt.
Didn't.
Yeah, but they would have, and we wouldn't even be having this conversation.
But Key, they didn't. And now the market for singular superstars now, especially if they're aging and seen as mercenaries, is shrinking. Right? Like all the reports are, the Nets are not going to get what they thought they would get for KD.
Yeah, but just keep waiting. I mean, the young talent, there will be a lot of young talent that their time will run out with their franchises. We will be talking about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, exactly.
Morning.
I was just about to say that, Jay. It's going to be people moving around, yeah, man. You don't know what Ja want to do in the future. You don't know what Luka going to do.
Key, Donovan Mitchell.
I mean, you just don't know.
The right thing could always happen and change everything. I'm, like the right situation. I'm just saying, guys, the Milwaukee Bucks, the Boston Celtics, the Warriors.
What year were you born, Max?
73.
You sound like you was born in 37.
But why?
Because you just sound old. Like, you act like really? it's Boston Celtics and what the Lakers have done in the
past.
No,
I'm talking about right now, you know, the Milwaukee Bucks now with Giannis. The Celtics just made the finals. I'm thinking about the Warriors. These are teams that are basically organically built, and then the right complementary piece, even if it's a super one in KD, but is brought in. That's very different from what happened in Miami with LeBron, or especially what happened in Brooklyn, where you're just bringing in a whole bunch of parts and hoping.
Well,
they fit.
One of the things is there's no players that have the LeBron James power left in the NBA right now. Right now, the last time we saw the last people that were a team that was the Clippers and Kawhi in Paul George. But there's no right now. There's no power like that.
Yeah,
eventually Luka will have that power. Right? Somebody like a LaMelo Ball will probably get that type of power.
But I think that's a great point you just made, Key. But think about the logical conclusion of it is the reason LeBron had that power is because he was so much better than everyone else when he was at his best that his team was going to the finals. Right? That's what is Luka or ever going to get to the point or anyone going to get to the LeBron point where they're going to have that much power? Because if you have them, you're going to the finals.
I mean, Giannis is going to have a lot of power.
Yeah, he will. I don't know if they have a LeBron
power. Yeah, but you got it. When you have that power, you got to be willing to exercise that power, right? LeBron James was willing to exercise the power and say, I don't want to be in Cleveland. I'm going to let my contract run out. Nowadays, they put that 275 in front of you. Like,
jeez. Sign me.
275. I'll take it. All right. Take It or Shake It is brought to you by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is always there to help. Call or click Grainger.com or just stop by. Big Twitter beef featuring a star quarterback. Star quarterback. That's after Key has this from Grainger.
For all the ones who get it done, Grainger is always there to help. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry. 24/7 support, free access to product specialists, and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. So call or click Grainger.com or stop by.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. If you're a renter, make sure you're protected. Renter's insurance includes options that cover stolen property, personal injury, living expenses, if your place is damaged. Quote, renter's insurance at progressive.com. So, guys, I know... We got some stuff to do. I just got to read something I just saw Chuck sent that on the email. Shohei Ohtani, in the last 29 games he's played, I'm going to go ahead and say this is the greatest 29 games in the history of baseball. Okay? As a pitcher, he has an ERA under half a run with 58 strikeouts in under 40 innings to only 11 walks. Okay? As a pitcher. As a hitter, he has an almost 400 on-base percentage with over a 600 slugging with 8 home runs in 29 games. So hitters and pitchers have both had better stretches than that, but that's about as elite as you can get in both. That's insane, Key.
It is ridiculous. That's why right now he's probably, well, Aaron Judge is, I don't know, it probably switches in. It's going to, we'll tell based on the second half of the baseball season who will come down. It'll be those two that come down for MVP of the league.
Yeah,
right?
Aaron Judge right now is at 30. Mm-hmm. I wonder if he'll be able to break that record.
No, he's over 30.
Is he? I thought he's at 30.
No, he's like at 30.
Sure.
But the problem with the problem with Ohtani, though, he's on the Angels. It's just
baseball is not one of those sports where one guy, like they have Ohtani and Trout. They have.
Everybody always saying and Trout. Like, come on, man.
But listen, Trout's been the best player in baseball since the day he got to the league. Yeah, and they have Ohtani. Yeah. They have two of the best players ever, and they can't win. Like baseball, you need a whole team. You know, you can't run every play.
I believe that, but I also believe
you're right. 30, Jay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's something about certain guys that's so special. No matter where they're at and what their team is about, they find themselves in the W column all the time.
I think baseball's a little, but listen,
it is.
You know
it
what?
Is different.
Different. You know who's different?
But Mookie Betts can go from
great teams,
Sox.
Dude.
I understand that, but he can go from the Sox to a Dodger team and still win. It just feels different when you are winning.
In football, one guy can help you win. Like for example, Lamar Jackson, right? And Lamar Jackson, who, speaking of dual threats like Ohtani, right? Lamar Jackson has a Twitter beef going on with, and you're going to have to put it on the screen, Pat, because I don't have it on my phone ready. Lamar Jackson has a Twitter beef going on with, hold on.
Former Ravens safety Bernard Pollard,
okay. And none, and it's not showing up on my, for crying out loud, where is it?
You want me to read a couple of
them? Yes, read it for me, because it's not on the screen.
He's still
it's not
recovering,
on my phone.
Yeah, Jay.
Got it. So Bernard said on Twitter, No top wide receiver will ever come there while LJ, Lamar Jackson, is there. Plenty of wide receivers have been available to get in the offseason while LJ has been starting, but nobody wants to go. They give him the respect, but they don't want to play with him. LJ is good, but he's not able to make the throws. Then Lamar Jackson responded, saying, "You've been capping since I've been playing for the Ravens. I never heard of you, TBH, my boy. You got your Super Bowl because of Ray Lewis and Ed Reed that year." I mean, it.
You be capping.
Nobody speak of you. I had to Google you, little bruh. I never heard of you until I seen you dissing like you were a Hall of Famer, but you far from it, like across the ocean overseas.
What do you think's going on here, Key? Like, Pollard seems to be, you know, expressing his opinion publicly, but Lamar Jackson said he's been basically going at him for a while now. What's going on
here? I think that's true, man. I think Lamar just tired of people taking pop shots, especially people that was in the Ravens family. And look, here's what I would say. There hasn't been any top wide receivers available that they could get their hands on. You got to remember, the organization is decision maker on whether or not they want to shell out a number of picks to go get Devontae Adams, who was traded, or go get DeAndre Hopkins, who was traded, or go get Stephon Diggs, who was traded. They have to make the decision and the determination on whether or not they want to pursue these players. These players aren't saying, "Don't trade me to Baltimore." Baltimore's got to want to go get it.
Do we know they're not saying that, Key? Because you've talked about it. Do we know they're not saying that? Because you've talked about, as a receiver, the kind of quarterback you like when you're running your routes
But I would play with Lamar in a heartbeat.
Okay.
Have you seen the list of quarterbacks that I've played?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. But there.
I have.
But
no,
let's
problem.
Say you were in a league where you had the option to go play with Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, you know, guys who would consistently deliver you the ball just like you like it.
Yeah, but you don't have these type of players that I'm talking about don't really have control of where they go. Mm-hmm. They're going there. They weren't like me. Like me, if you told me I was going somewhere, then I'm not going there, period. I'll stay home. These guys that are being traded, that's not their mentalities. They're not saying, Stephon Diggs isn't going to say, "I don't want to go to Buffalo." He doesn't care. Just give me the bag. That's their mentalities nowadays, is they're not looking for the best quarterback. They're looking for the most money.
Would be nice, okay, Jay, to see him with a top receiver. Like, I understand the reason.
And then in free agency, Max. It'd
be nice if they had a top receiver there, though.
And then in free agency, what top? I mean, do they really want Christian Kirk and pay all that money to Christian Kirk who went to Jacksonville? Yeah. Like, do you really want to spend that type of money?
I mean, I just find it hard to believe that a quarterback that's going to make the kind of money that Lamar Jackson is going to make when it's all said and done, that somebody reasonably can say, "Well, no wide receiver wants to come play with you." Like, well, he's still special, man.
But when you look at the good wide receivers who are discounted, like AB was discounted, Odell was discounted, they didn't wind up going to the Ravens. They're pretty good. They didn't go to the Ravens.
No, AB wanted to go to the Ravens. Mm-hmm. He has a relationship with Amari Hollywood Brown at the time. The Ravens didn't want him in their locker room.
Because this is a smartly
run
organization.
They just didn't want him.
All right. One person thinks Saquon still doesn't know how to play running back. Somewhere Pete McConville is smiling. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max will tell you why that's ridiculous.
Stretch
a matter
it.
Of moments.
Stretch it.
On ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.